born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Myself, Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, here with you this evening on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're going to go right out on the phone now to Ed Deeb, who is president of the Michigan Food and Beverage Association. Good evening, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thanks for joining us this evening. The story popped up, and I'm very interested in it. The reason we're speaking with you tonight, and in an effort to protest the statewide smoking ban, there are some bars and restaurants around the state that may being the operative word, I think, allow their customers to light up a cigarette on New Year's Eve in their establishments. I guess the first question for you is what is the goal of this protest, if you will?
Well, I'm not sure since we're not part of it, but I can tell you that there are hundreds of small businesses, bars, restaurants, taverns, who are losing money since the ban went into effect, and they attribute this to the smoking ban, and they would like to be able to turn that around and allow people to smoke in their establishment by properly marking the store or the restaurant or whatever, that this is a establishment that allows smoking.
Now, just to clarify your role, and I think it's only fair that I do that, the ban went into effect May 1st, and your role is simply as a representative of the Food and Beverage Association, which these bars and restaurants and establishments fall under.
Many of them do, yes. Not all of them are protesting, but many of them are.
Now, what is this just a one-day protest then?
Well, the way I understand it, it is, and they've chosen New Year's Eve because this is a festive evening with a lot of partying and usually drinking and smoking that go together, and they figured that this was the most logical time to do it. And so there, to my knowledge, are 300 or 400 establishments that are willing to take the calculated risk and allow the customers to light up in their establishments New Year's Eve.
Now, the calculated risk is a point that we need to expand on because it's illegal as of May 1st in Michigan, to light up in bars and restaurants. So what is the concern for, what are these calculated risks? Are they not concerned about fines or some kind of ramifications?
I think they're trying to prove a point that they are hurting. They need some help. They're willing to take the risk and pay in a fine of anywhere between $100 and $500 to show that there's something needs to be done.
The protest will start from some information that I had, you know, after 9 o'clock, and basically, I guess the idea of that is after, you know, minors may have left restaurants and so forth.
I heard the same thing, that it would start around 9 o'clock.
Do you have numbers, and do they have concrete numbers that this has affected their businesses since May 1st when the ban went into effect?
Well, everybody has a different figure based on the establishment, but the figures that I'm hearing is that business is down between 30% and 40%.
What can be done in terms of an association like yours? What, you know, are they, these establishments calling you and asking for help?
Well, many of them are calling me to let me know what they're doing, and they are well aware that it is illegal, but they want to make a point.
Is this literally about staying in business for these folks?
Yeah, the point is this: when they feel the legislature passed the ban, that they didn't analyze it enough to deal with small business, and they're hoping that there could be some type of a system put together to allow smaller businesses who would be affected by the ban to be able to come up with a new idea to help them. And that's what one of the goals is.
What do you see as a system that can help them? I mean, the law was passed. Do we have to go back in and get something on the ballot the next time around, the next election cycle?
I don't think it should be that way at all. I feel that if an establishment can prove to the state of Michigan that they are losing that much money prove it by comparing their monthly tax receipts or their annual receipts and show they are being hurt, then perhaps the state can come up with a some type of a new amendment to the law or something to allow some relief for these smaller business people.
I guess my question in confusion is, it seems as though to me that we would have to start over again and get it back on the ballot. I mean, they don't like it, and I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, although I guess I am. They don't like it, so now they want it changed.
Well, they were opposed to the law in the first place. You know, many associations were opposed to it. And then, of course, you know, since the law was passed, there were some special privileges made for some of the establishments. And they wonder, well, why couldn't we get some special privileges as well? And all it could take probably is an act of the legislature to do something if they so choose to do so.
And, of course, the legislators would have to be under pressure from constituents, being organizations and you know, trade associations, perhaps, that would be pushing for this change.
Well, there no doubt would be people pro and con against the measure that would come up. But at the same time, I suggested earlier that perhaps the establishments can prove that they are losing money and then maybe some relief can come to them. Because, you know, listen, this whole economy we've been in is about creating jobs and keeping people employed. And certainly if this takes effect and these people are being hurt the way they say they are, we're going to have a lot of people unemployed, more people in the unemployment line and so on. And, of course, we would like to prevent that if we can.
Certainly. And you talked about the exceptions a few moments ago, and I'm sure many people know what they are, but it applies to bars and restaurants and workplaces except for casinos, cigar bars, tobacco specialty stores, you know, home offices, and of course, motor vehicles. So those are the exceptions currently in. Are there bars and restaurants who like the smoking ban that you have talked with, who you know, have liked it since the beginning and feel it's been helpful to their business?
Yes, that's a good question. There are many bars and especially restaurants who do like the smoking ban because most of the people bring their families and children in and they don't want to be bothered with the smoke. But by the same token, there are others who cannot go into these bars, have their nightly drink or whatever they're going to have, be able to light up afterward. They can't do that, so they have to leave and go somewhere else, and usually they go home and not patronize anybody.
So I guess following the process we're talking about, perhaps if something can be done for those who are showing harm to their business and their livelihoods and employees, then people will, customers will be able to pick and choose where they want to go.
Yeah, see, you know, we're talking, they're talking, I should say, of private property rights. They feel in their own private property they can do what they want, provided they could put signage out. And they're also talking about consumer freedom of choice. If they know a place allows smoking and they don't want to patronize that place, they can go somewhere else where there is no smoking.
Yeah,
Those are a couple of the options as well.
Yeah, I have heard in doing some reading that there are folks saying it is a private business. Why on earth is the government involved in this?
Well, that's another question. We don't know. It's one of those political things that came up in an election year, and it did come up, and there were one or two other states that did the same thing, but the majority of the states haven't even touched the issue.
Okay. Well, Ed Deba, I appreciate very much your talking with us about this tonight, and I may give you a call after New Year and see what you heard back from members of your association on how it went and the kinds of fines and stuff. There have been about 486, under 500 reports of violations since that ban took effect, and according to numbers I have, about 150 citations being written up, so it'll be interesting to see what comes after New Year's Eve.
Well, that would be great. Feel free to call me, and I want to thank you for having me on the air, and I wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Well, I thank you very much as well. Ed Deeb, who's Executive Director of the Michigan Food and Beverage Association. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages. We'll be talking with Laura Nash, owner of Another Look Hair Institute, some really interesting procedures going on in the Lansing area. We'll be right back right after this.